So let's review Satan's work as we're led by the Spirit today. This is a different type of message for me, because I try to follow the Lord and not giving Satan a lot of credit. But we do have to recognize and understand how he works so we are not overcome by his schemes. We must believe and understand that Satan is way more powerful than you and I. It takes an angel of Christ Jesus himself to deal with the devil. You and I should not be inviting someone into our home who is more powerful than us. As Jesus teaches, do not invite a strong man in or he will bound you up. It is the Lord who rebukes Satan. Even the angels understood this. Be careful. Satan's work is nothing to play with. We must resist so he will flee from us. See, it's interesting to understand Satan's beginning. God's word makes some things clear to us, but it does not give us all the answers, just enough so we know not to follow the devil. It's clear that Satan was at the beginning of mankind when he used his crafty skills to entice Eve into denying God's will. From the beginning, Satan has been using reason to get us to overlook the consequences of us going against God. In the story of Adam and Eve, Satan had his way with them, causing them to fall out of God's grace. And God dealt with the disobedience of Eve, Adam, and the devil. God made the devil a serpent that crawls on his belly. And then God increased Eve's birth pains for her part. He said she would desire to be the head, but her husband would rule over her. And God told Adam that he would toil and work the ground. What he grew would produce thorns and thistles. He will work by the sweat of his brow until the day he returns to dust. In the book of Chronicles, we could come to understand that Satan rose up against God's people, inciting King David to take a census of all the people to count the blessings of God. Even today, Satan is working to incite us to go against God, whispering in our ears, saying the consequences won't be that bad. We must resist. He is a liar. We learn that in the beginning, Satan had access to God's kingdom. He would travel between heaven and earth freely. The book of Job speaks of one day when the angels of God came to present themselves and Satan came with them. God questioned Satan about what he had been doing, and Satan replied, roaming the earth back and forth. In the Old Testament, we see Satan beginning his work while still having access to heaven. In the book of Zechariah, it says Joshua was standing before an angel of God and Satan was standing right beside him, accusing him. The angel rebuked Satan, saying that the Lord has chosen Joshua to be a burning stick, that's from the fire. Satan is standing before God today, accusing us of wrong, and we must resist the work of the devil. Christ speaks of the work of Satan and about our thoughts. He knows if our thoughts are good or evil. The Lord says every kingdom that is divided cannot stand. Then he speaks of the kingdom of Satan, how it's divided, it cannot stand. We learn of the time when Satan was given control of this world. See, Christ teaches us about the downfall of Satan. He was cast out of heaven upon earth. Christ has not left us. He's with us. If we can receive his authority over the power of the enemy, so nothing can harm us. Go with me to Luke chapter 10, verses 17 to 20. Satan is working to deceive. And if we're in Christ Jesus, we don't have to fear. See, there is power in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 10, verses 17 to 20 says, the 22 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the devil submits to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I've given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome the power of the enemy. And nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. See, Satan's beginning has been made clear to us through God's word. The dragon, Satan, the devil, has been hurled down to earth. To offset this, the event, God sent his son into the world. He gave Christ Jesus all power and authority to defeat the devil's work. Our accuser has been thrown out of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. But we have to be mindful of Satan's influence over our minds. just as he did with Adam and Eve, he wants to deceive us all. Have you ever known someone who was really good at lying and deceiving? Man, they can really influence our mind and our actions. They're smooth as butter. They sound so convincing, don't they? See, we need a discerning spirit not to fall into their traps, into the web of the lies and deceit. See, we have to see how Satan works. He deploys most of his schemes by using reasoning. When Satan was speaking to God about Job, he used reason to get God to let him prove that Job would indeed turn his back on God. Satan says, strike him down and you'll see that he will surely curse you to your face. See, Satan tried to use reason to entice Christ Jesus into bowing down to him. See, Satan offered Christ Jesus control of the kingdom of this world. Satan wants to be worshipped. He wants to reason that what he's doing and what he's offering us is better than what God has to offer. This is how Satan works. See, the devil works to give us to carry out his work. We have to be careful, especially if we are called to be a leader of God's people. When time came for Christ to be crucified, the Apostle Peter took Jesus aside and tried to rebuke him, saying that this would not happen to Christ. And Christ told Peter to get behind him because he was being a stumbling block to Christ. Peter had in the minds of things of man, but not the things of God. This is the way Satan works. He wants us to teach, preach, and instruct followers of Christ into the things of man and not of God. We see it every day. Satan is working hard to deceive. But you and I, we must stay connected to Christ Jesus. Christ is teaching us about how Satan works to take away the power of God's word. Christ used a parable to teach us how a farmer sows the word, planting seeds along the path. And as soon as they hear God's word, Satan comes in and takes away the word. This is how Satan works. He attacks us when we first believe. See, Satan works to bind us to the things of this world. So we have to be able to see his works in action and flee from his schemes. Christ Jesus is offering us freedom from the works of Satan. Christ said, should not a person who is a child of God be free? Should Satan be able to keep a child of God bound? Satan has the power to influence our behavior if we're not mindful of his works and schemes. It does not matter if we've been called, been working a long time for the Lord. We must not forget the story about Judas when Satan entered into him, who was one of the 12. Judas betrayed Jesus. We must be careful. Satan's work to attack those who've been given their life to Christ Jesus. Satan knows that Christ has prepared a table for us in his kingdom, a place for us to sit on thrones and judge others. And just like Satan worked to attack Peter, he attacks us. Christ told Peter that Satan has asked to sift him like wheat, but Christ was praying for Peter so his faith would not fail him. Christ told Peter, when you have victory, make sure you turn and strengthen your brothers and sisters so they soon can resist the works of the devil. See, Satan works to change our heart from the Lord to the things of this world. Remember the story about Annas and his wife who came into some money and made a vow to God? Satan filled Annas' heart with deceit and a love of money and kept him from fulfilling his vow to God. God did not force Annas to make this vow, but Satan surely changed his mind so he would not fulfill it and honor God. He lied to God. The Lord wants us to remain faithful and resist the work of Satan so we carry out God's will for our lives and his people. The Lord sends us out to open the eyes of those who are blind to Satan's work, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, so they can receive forgiveness of their sins and have a place among those who are sanctified by faith. Satan works against godly marriages. We're taught not to deprive each other except for some time praying with the Lord. See, those who are married must come together as one so Satan does not tempt them because of their lack of self-control. See, in the same way, we have to become forgiving people in order that Satan may not outwit us, influence us to take revenge or have anger in our hearts toward others. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. See, we must be aware of Satan's works and schemes. He's very crafty. He knows more than you and I. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10:11 says, if you forgive anyone, I will also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there's anything to forgive, I forgive it in sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan may not outwit us. For we are not unaware of his schemes. See, we must be aware of Satan's work and those who carry it out. God's word says that people will be false prophets, deceived workers, masquerading of apostles of Christ Jesus. Even Satan himself masqueraded as an angel of light. Do not be surprised when you see his servants masquerading as servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get what they deserve. The Lord has decided to allow the works of Satan to continue. A time is coming, it's already here, when a lawless one will do miracles and signs and wonders according to the works of Satan. We see all sorts of evil deceiving those who are perishing. They believe in a lie. They believe in a delusion because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. We can't believe in Satan's work. We must continue to resist the work of Satan, resist his influence over our lives. We need to help each other, gently instructing others in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to his truth so they come to their senses and escape the devil's trap and not be captivated by Satan's will. See, we must continue to submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from us. If we keep drawing closer to God, he will come drawing closer to us. We need to wash our hands and turn from sin and purify our hearts. We can't be double-minded doing a little of God's work and a little of Satan's work. We must stay alert and be self-controlled. The enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking to devour us. We must resist Satan's work and his workers. We must stand firm in faith, knowing every believer who put their trust in Christ Jesus is being attacked by Satan. And Satan's not going to give up. He wants the whole world worshiping him and not God. He wants the whole world to see. You and I got to get this today. See, Satan's end is coming. He's fallen from heaven. He was once a morning star, the son of the dawn, but he has been cast down to earth because he decided to ascend to heaven and raise his throne above God. His end is coming. In that day, the Lord will take his sword and slay Leviathan, the gliding serpent. In that day, the Lord will guard his over his vineyard. He will continually water it. He will guard over it day and night so no harm comes to it. A day is coming. Satan, the end is near. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under his feet, and the grace of the Lord will be with us. Everyone of being obedient will be full of joy. So let us be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. Satan's end is coming. We can't be one of his workers. In our anger, we can't sin. We can't let the sun go down while we're angry. We can't allow the devil to have a foothold into our spirit. We can't steal any longer. See, we can't lie any longer. We can't commit sexual sins any longer. We must do good and not evil. Christ came to share in our melody. He became flesh and blood through his death so we can destroy the power of death. See, the power of Satan has been destroyed, and those who believe are no longer a slave to sin or fear of death. Christ has set us free. See, Satan wants you and I bound by the things of this world, bound to religion so we don't worship and see God's truth. See, Satan wants the whole world to see the chase after money, to believe the lie. He wants us masquerading like children of life, not being true to God, not living in Christ Jesus. We must resist the works of Satan. If we're in Christ Jesus, he will flee. It is the Lord's will that we seek to do good and not our own. We're not strong enough to fight the devil. That's why we have to have Christ Jesus. That's why he stands between us in this world. He sends his angel to help us. We need the archangel Michael disputing with the devil over us as he did with Moses. But it's the Lord who rebukes the devil, not us. Satan is at hand. The devil, the deceiver, will be thrown into the lake of fire or burn and suffer along with the beast and all the false prophets. Satan's days are numbered. He knows his end is near. Glory to God. God's in control. Satan can only do what God allows him to do, but we have a Savior, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Lord, you came and destroyed the works of Satan so we can have freedom in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have to recognize Satan's work in our lives, in our families, in our churches, on our jobs, and in our communities. The devil has no plans of stopping until the day Christ Jesus destroys him and his workers. We must be fully aware of his schemes and the desire to stop us from living right before God. He wants us deceived. He wants us acting like we're serving God using false teaching and false doctrine. He wants us to live a lie. But you and I can't live like that. Lord, if we want to be in your protection, if we want to know that we're in you, Christ Jesus, we must examine everything about us. See, we can't be carrying out the work of Satan. We can't be doing what God wants us to do and then doing what Satan wants us to do at the same time. We can't have one foot in God and one foot in this world. You and I must overcome this thing. He knows to the outcome of those who do not live by God's truth. He works against us. He wants us to be put to death. The moment we accepted Christ Jesus and received his word, Satan started working on us, started trying to deceive us and come in. See, Satan works. It needs to be obvious to us. Lord help us. It needs to be plain to us that this is not of God. This is of the devil. This is of Satan. I can't be carrying out this kind of work. I can't be a liar. I can't be greedy. I can't be somebody out there trying to deceive and destroy. I can't be chasing after money. See, this is the work of Satan. This is not the work of God in me. See, he works on us. You got to understand, he ain't going to stop. He wants to deceive us. He wants to make us believe the lie. We can't be part of his plan to deceive God's people. We can't take part in Satan's work. No more help us, Lord Jesus. No matter the trouble, no matter the suffering, no, we can't allow Satan to work his schemes on us. See, we got to come together. We turn our back to God. We got to turn to God. And when we're having trouble, when we're struggling, we can't turn to what Satan is offering. No amount of money, Lord Jesus, no amount of possession, see, no amount of success should be able to cause us to deny Christ Jesus. We must remain steadfast in Christ. We must hold on to Christ Jesus. We must keep our faith and keep working to strengthen ourselves to grow and mature in Christ Jesus. We must keep to God's word. We must listen to his spirit. We must flee the works of Satan. Lord help us. We must deny ourselves and submit ourselves fully over to Christ. We must believe in God's word. We must accept the very word of God as patterns for our lives. See, we can't change it. We can't modify it. That is the work of Satan. Lord, we got to see it today. It's not about what you and I believe. It's not about what you and I think. It is what God has spoken. It is what God has said. It's what Christ Jesus has taught us. This is what we must believe in. There can be no deceit. We cannot bring in and start changing God's word. That is the work of the devil. We got to, Lord, help us. We got to escape Satan's foothold that keeps us bound to the things of this world. Do you, Christ Jesus, by the power and authority that's in you, Christ Jesus, we can overcome. We can be set free. No more can Satan have his reign over our lives. No more can Satan have his influence over our lives. We need to be praying for our families, praying for our spouses, and praying for those who are in Christ Jesus, praying for those who are lost, so they can be set free and understand you and I cannot carry out the work of Satan. Can't be some religious person who carry out Satan's works, being deceived like the Pharisees and Sadducees. We got to take off the blindness. Lord Jesus, help us. Take off the blindness so we can see clearly, God. Is it your work, God, or is it the work of Satan? I need to know what I'm doing, God. I need to know what's in me, Lord Jesus. Who work am I doing, God? Lord, it can't be of this world, Lord. It can't be of Satan, Lord. I can't do it for greed. I can't do it for money, Lord. I got to do it because your spirit has enabled me, because you've been gifting me, God, to carry out your word. It's the thing that you put in me, God. It's what you poured inside of me, God. These things I wish to carry out and do because I know it's pleasing to you. I want to do your work, Lord Jesus. I want to do the work of God the Father. I have no work of Satan, no part of what Satan is trying to do. I don't want to deceive no one about what God is doing. Let us examine ourselves and overcome. Christ has made a way through his blood and God's word and his spirit. And you and I can be purified from the works of Satan. We don't have to carry it on no more.
We don't have to try to get ahead no more by what Satan is trying to do. God makes us prosperous. God provides a way for us. We don't have to use the things of this world to try to get ahead. See, Lord, help us today. We need to be carrying out the work of Satan. Let us do the work of God. Let it be bound to us. Let us be truthful to us. Let it be loving and pleasing. Let us be kind. The Spirit of the Lord is working on us today. Let us carry out the works of God and not the work of Satan today. God, we thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your love. Thank you for sending your Son, Christ Jesus, Father God. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, we pray. Lead and guide us into your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.